Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel it most clearly in the body. Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself, what kind of breathing feels good right now? You can try short breathing, long breathing, fast, slow, deep, shallow. Experiment for a while to see what the body needs right now, what the mind can stay with easily right now. You can adjust it as you like. You may have noticed we keep repeating that Namo Tassa again and again at the beginning of every ceremony. You wonder why? Well, we want to think about the Buddha, what he means in our lives. Because you look at the news of the world around us, and it's pretty depressing. Human beings can do all kinds of horrible things to one another. It gets discouraging that this is the kind of world we were born into. But then you think, there was a person who was able to sacrifice all of his pleasures and found the way to put the end to suffering. And then he taught it freely for 45 years, walking wherever there was anyone who would be ready to receive his teaching. Not only that, he worked so that he could establish the Dharma and the Vinaya. So it lasted a long time. Here it is, over 2,600 years later, and it's still alive. There's a person like that. That's what human beings can do. And a human being has done that. We live in a world where there are all these possibilities that are now made open to us because of his efforts. So we should keep that in mind. When we take refuge in the Buddha, the word for refuge, sarana, means refuge, but also means something that you keep in mind. Keep in mind that it is possible to put an end to suffering. How did the Buddha put an end to suffering? In his heart, by developing good qualities in his heart and mind. And qualities that he said were not exclusive to him. Anybody can develop these qualities. That means you can develop them as well. So when you think about what you want to do with your life, what you want to do with your day, ask yourself, in light of the fact that there's been someone like this, who's been so kind and generous, what's the best way to show gratitude for the fact that he's done all this for us? And then lead your life in line with that reflection. Keep that in mind. That's your refuge. Otherwise, we tend to see other people behaving in bad ways, and we start behaving the way they do, which is bad news. We want to, in this world of bad news, we want to create some good news, that it is possible for human beings to be generous. It is possible for them to be virtuous. It's possible for them to have goodwill for all beings, to train their minds, so they can stop causing suffering for themselves, stop causing suffering for others. This is a possibility. It's always a possibility, but especially widely available when the teachings are available. And they won't always be available. The Dharma is always true, but the teachings about the Dharma have their lifespan. People start forgetting and start behaving in other ways. They start saying, well, the time for the Dharma has passed. Actually, there were people back in the 19th century who said the time of the Dharma is close, so we should lower our sights. Fortunately, there were members of the forest tradition who said, no, that's not the case. The way to the end of suffering is still open. So we practice in line with that truth. Always keep that in mind. And as I say, we pay homage to that. Keep it in mind with respect. Give it prominence in your life. So when you think about what you're going to do, you can always be generous, you can always be virtuous. You can always train your mind. This is a way to happiness that's available to everybody, no matter who they are, where they are. So take advantage of that fact. Keep that fact in mind. That way you protect yourself. That becomes your refuge. When you take refuge in the Buddha, it's not that we hope that somebody who lived 2,600 years ago is suddenly going to reappear and fight off our enemies, straighten out the world. What it means is we think about the qualities he developed and realize that we can develop them too. Our lives will be much better for it. So keep this in mind. These possibilities do exist in the human realm, in spite of what you see around us. Don't focus on the bad things you see around you. Focus on the good things that you can take as good examples. Anybody who's more generous than you are, more virtuous than you are, who's further along in meditation, try to emulate them. Those are the people you want to keep in mind. Those are the people you want to take as your examples. And that way you provide safety for yourself and safety for the people around you. And you become a person of respect. You respect the Dharma. And you become a respectable person too as a result.